So is CNN host Piers Morgan, you know, Mr. Excitement, the guy that took over for Larry King, is he involved in this whole phone hacking thing over in England? Well, it's possible. According to The Telegraph, Piers Morgan, the CNN broadcaster, has said that newspaper articles based on the findings of people paid to tap phones and rake through bins were published during his time as the tabloid newspaper. It can be disclosed. Mr. Morgan, a former News of the World and Daily Mirror editor who is now a high-profile television presenter in the U.S., has spent the past week categorically denying ever printing material derived from phone hacking. He spoke out after being accused by a conservative MP. He says, and I quote, "For the record, in my time at the News of the World and the Mirror, I never hacked a phone, told anyone to hack a phone, or published any stories based on hacking a phone," he said last week on CNN, where he hosts a talk show. But it is emerged now, according to this article, that Mr. Morgan gave a notably different response when asked during an interview with the BBC about his potential involvement in covert gutter journalistic practices during his time as a tabloid editor between 1994 and 2004. In that interview, he said, "What about this nice middle-class boy who would have been dealing with, I mean, essentially people who rake through bins for a living, people who tap people's phones, people who take secret photographs, who do all that nasty stuff down in the gutter?" He said, he was asked by BBC's Desert Island Discs in 2009, "How do you feel about that?" So without coming right out and saying, he replied, "To be honest, let's put that all in perspective as well. Not a lot of that went on. A lot of it was done by third parties rather than the staffs themselves. That's not to defend it, because obviously you were running the results of their work. I'm quite happy to be parked in the corner of the tabloid beast and to have to sit here defending all these things. I used to get up to, and I make no pretense about the stuff we used to do," he told program's host, Christy Young. "I simply say the net of people doing it was very wide and certainly encompassed the high and low end of the supposed newspaper market." So on CNN, he's denying any involvement, but on the BBC, it sounds like he knew exactly what was going on. Well, I'm not sure about that, and I'll let you decide, and I'm sure the authorities will decide as far as Piers Morgan's involvement in that. But one thing we can say about Piers Morgan in North America, his ratings suck. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.